FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and guess what? It's December 4th, 2017. Wow, only 27 more days left till New Year's. I mean, that's 4 weeks, basically. 3 weeks and 6 days. What have you accomplished this year? What are you planning to accomplish? Well, hey, don't forget, we've got our Bitcoin Resource Investing series of seminars. They are really taking off. We've got nearly 1,000 of you registered for this one. On Wednesday, I'll be talking. John Brzezinski will be talking. He's CEO of Osisko Mining and a really accomplished geologist, world-class miner, somebody you need to hear from. I'll be talking about imaginary mining, Bitcoin mining, if you will. It's something you want to see. And just send me an email. I'll send you a link to the seminar. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. The Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz. So interesting things have been happening in the economy. The New York Fed just indicated through their flash signal, they expect fourth quarter GDP to increase at a 3.9% rate. We haven't had three consecutive quarters of 3+% GDP growth in over 12 years. That's pretty remarkable. You can argue with their scorekeeping, you can argue with the statistics, but something is certainly at foot. Does this mean that the long-vaunted manufacturing recovery renaissance that Trump promised is ahead of us? Well, Lou Weiss is here with us. You know him well, Manufacturing Talk Radio, been with us before. Lou is here to answer that question and more. Lou, welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate being on the show.
So what about it? Manufacturing renaissance taking place in the good old U.S. of A?
Certainly seems so. Everybody's making money. Everybody's claiming that business is good and new orders are coming in. All of the forecasters are putting out good numbers. The Institute of Supply Management, we've had 102 months of straight numbers over 50, which means an expanding economy. NAM is National Association of Manufacturers is doing their thing and putting out some great numbers. So it looks like it's the real deal and that the Great Recession of 2008 is just a bad memory.
A very bad memory indeed. But on the other hand, Lou, we're $20 trillion in debt. The number continues to go up. I think maybe incomes have started to increase for the first time in many years, so the statistics would indicate. But we've still got a dreadfully low labor force participation rate. The other thing is structural problems in manufacturing. You go into any auto assembly plant in the United States, Lou, and you look around at the floor, the manufacturing floor. Well, for one thing, there's a lot less people than there used to be because robots are becoming integral to the manufacturing process. But the other thing is, you look around and all these guys there, the employees, assembly plant employees, have got white hair or no hair. They are getting older, and it doesn't seem like the millennials really want to do blue-collar work. What is with this, Lou? I mean, this is something you're really on top of, familiar with.
Well, what's happening is that the baby boomers are all retiring at the rate of 10,000 people a day. And those who are coming into the workforce is at about 4,500 people a day. And I believe that the direction that these people were shown was more for college and education and so on, instead of looking at perhaps a different type of career path. You know, manufacturing has had a bad rap for years about, death, dying and dark and dirty. And that's not the case anymore. The fact that you just mentioned about robotics. Robotics has become a necessary evil. We have 700,000 jobs unfulfilled in manufacturing today. So who's going to do it if the millennials aren't going to do it, if the parents of young people don't guide their children into perhaps a choice that they would like to make other than college, they claim it's going to be 3.5 million in 10 years of people not going into manufacturing. This is a very serious problem, and robotics is a solution. Not even to mention that somebody's got to build those robots. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to program them. Somebody's got to fix them and maintain them and do the programming. So there's new jobs that are being created to support the economy.
Hey, and that's a good thing. So, Lou, the biggest thing on your mind and people out there, your mind, is the so-called tax reform bill. And I know you've got some mixed feelings about it overall.
I do.
Is it a plus or a minus overall?
Well, first of all, I don't even like the term tax reform. Basically, it's a tax bill. My concern is, first of all, out of the 489 pages, I dare say there are very few people in the country that have read it to any degree of entirety, particularly the guys who voted for it. Uh-huh. They had about 2 hours to see it before they voted on it. I think, though, that manufacturing has really come around, and a lot of that has to do with President Trump, particularly from the regulatory aspect. There will be, the tax rate dropping from 39% to 20, or now I understand from yesterday that President Trump now wants to bump it to 22%. So they're already beginning to back off on certain aspects of this bill. But I think all in all, it's going to be a big help for some and not a big help for others. They don't even know right now if there's going to be for the people, if it's going to be a 3-bracket tax program or a 7-bracket tax program. So it's I think there's a lot yet to be learned about what's in that bill, and it's going to take a while to figure it out if it's a plus or a minus.
Hey, Will. On the one hand, there's definitely a lot of you out there, especially if you're higher income living in blue states, you are going to be paying through the nose for this so-called tax reform. So, if I work for the XYZ company and they're paying me $500,000 a year, let's not even talk about real estate taxes. And I have the extreme misfortune of living in your state, New Jersey, or perhaps Illinois, California, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. All right, I'm paying an effective state tax rate, Lou. You're paying an effective state tax rate of 10%. So just say you're paying $50,000 off the top of your income. All right. Right now, you're able to deduct that $50,000 from your federal. It's a deduction of your federal if your effective tax rate is 40%. Which could well be, then 40% times 50,000 is 20,000 you're saving by being able to deduct your state and local taxes, right? So effectively, that's gone. You are going to pay another $20,000 a year. And I'm not even going to get into the real estate tax write-off, whether you can do the first 10,000 or not. 20,000, your government is calling upon you to contribute to its inefficient, corrupt operation. All right. What are your choices? Well, if I was working as a vice president of marketing at the big company, I would tell them, look, I am becoming a consultant. You can pay me 10% less. I will be working for you, whatever you need done, but I'm going to have 10 other clients. And, that's what I would be looking at doing, because then I can set up my pass-through entity and pay 25% taxes, save 15% effectively. And, then I make up my lost purchasing power, because if I'm making $500,000 and I can do $600,000 with consulting, all right, then 15% savings times $600,000, I'm saving $90,000, and that 20 doesn't look so bad. And then if I lose another $10,000 in real estate, effectively have to pay another $10,000 because I lose my real estate deduction, I'm still ahead of the game here, Lou, not to mention all those personal expenses that I can write off, right?
Correct.
So
one of the points that I look at, there are many countries in Europe, for example, that it takes you about 15 minutes to do your tax return. So where's the tax reform in our tax reform bill? It's become so complex and so unwielding that that's why we need an IRS just to be able to watch all of this stuff.
That's why the swamp is with exists. Us. It ain't going anywhere, at least not yet. Maybe Trump's second term. Who knows? Probably too much to hope for.
One of the things that I find interesting, you know, they've been touting that all of the money that's going to be saved in corporations for the tax and make them more competitive, that those monies are going to be spent on employee wages. And I think that that's probably an unbelievable myth. Matter of fact, Coca-Cola and Pfizer have already stated that they have no intentions of doing that. They're going to be giving that money to their shareholders, and they are going to be, parking some of their money offshore, which they've been doing to the tune of $20 trillion as of now. By the way, Carrie, you're up on all of this as well. What happened to the idea of the president bringing back or offering a deal, a special deal, to the large corporations in this country to bring back a portion of the $20 trillion for a one-time forgiveness at a low rate of about 10%?
What happened to that deal? My understanding is that that's still part of it there. That was my understanding.
Is that right? I'm not aware of that.
I'm not going to tell you for sure, but my understanding was they were working on it and it's going to happen. But the devil's in the details. You know, don't so much look at the bill that they both passed, but look at what comes out of the conference committee.
Correct.
If there's an LBJ in the conference committee, it could look something totally different, but it's going to pass. And you know why it's going to pass, Lou? Not because they could care less about you and I and all of you out there. It's going to pass because, like you told me earlier, they have to do something. They can't not. They can't not pass this. This is an existential event for the Republicans to prove that, hey, you see that? We actually can govern. Isn't that amazing? But really, it's just another form of kicking the can down the road because there's no fundamental reform of the system. But, you know what they say, Lou? Politics is the art of the possible.
Carrie, you know as well as I do, this all has to do with the next election.
Mm-hmm.
Very clearly.
Of course.
They all want to make sure they don't lose their seat.
Well, that's the congressman's first order of business. It isn't his constituents or anyone else. It's getting elected the next time. That's what it's all about. But look, so it will help small business people. All right. Yeah. Coca-Cola is not going to up their wages. They're already paying too many people to do too little work. And that goes with most big corporations. You know, somehow they've just don't really care about getting a full day's worth of work anymore. Let's face it. They're just oblivious to that. But look, you for your company, manufacturing company, me for mine. Yeah. I can now have extra money left. I'm in a low tax state. You're in a high tax state. So really, those other aspects don't apply to me as much as they do to you. But in any event, I'll have extra money and I'll be able to hire somebody else. I'll be able to do more. It's really the small businesses that are going to profit because the big businesses, Lou, look, I'm 60 years old. Since I've been alive, General Electric has not paid any taxes, meaningful income taxes to the federal government.
Sure.
And if I live another 60 years, or you do, God willing, they're still not going to pay any taxes. So for them, it doesn't count. The effective tax rate for the S&P 500, I believe, is 18% on the federal level. So you know what? Has zero effect on them. And the one thing you failed to mention, Lou, which is a big deal, at least in the short run, and will drive tremendous economic growth, is the ability to write off any CapEx expenditure from day one. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going out first thing and I'm buying a new Ford F-150 $65,000 pickup with every single widget on it. that you could imagine, because the government's effectively going to pay for this thing for me. They're going to pay, especially if I'm in high tax state New Jersey.
Sure.
Right? You're going to go buy yourself a new pickup truck or a new SUV, and you're going to buy equipment too, right? You're going to get a couple more amplifiers for the radio station. I mean, this is going to be a big deal, isn't it?
It truly is. The only issue that I don't really hear them talking much about, and that is that the bulk of small business are not corporations. They are LLCs.
Same difference. Pass-through entity. But
it is a pass-through.
Yeah. Pass-through is 25% rate. So you're still, because on a pass-through, you'd be paying 39.4% or 6. I don't remember.
Right.
2, 4, or 6%, right. Whatever. Unimportant. Just say 40 to make things easy. You'd be paying a maximum rate of 40%. Now you're going to save 15%, which is worth a lot more if you're making that $500,000. That's a $75,000 tax savings, Lou. And, you know, you can do things with that. Small business is much more likely to invest than big business, because for big business, taxes are really a legal problem. How we legally avoid paying all but the basic minimum that we can get away with. Your Apple, your Google, Facebook, you don't care about these things. They make absolutely no difference to you. But for us, the little guys, they make a big difference. And I think that's something that might be overlooked, that has huge potential. And you want to buy that truck for your really it's for personal use, but because it's considered business equipment under the law, that Ford F-150, sure. Hey man, is there a better time to do it?
I don't know. I don't think my wife is going to want to drive around in a F-150.
All right.
Even though it's the number one vehicle in the country.
All right. So you got a difficult wife, but maybe you do. Maybe you've just, your mouth's been watering over this thing for years, and you just wanted the excuse to do it. I mean, the write-off was always there to do it, as long as it was sure. Like more than 17 feet, the truck bed. And so, you know, maybe she'll settle for a Chevy Suburban tricked out. I don't know. But whatever floats your boat, the point being here, and that's a silly example, is, hey, you got this new computer there, robot, that you were holding off on buying because capital was a little scarce. And now you're going to have this windfall, and you're going to go buy this thing, aren't you? Because you're going to write off the entire purchase price, and it's going to last you for 10 years, right?
Right.
So that is potentially it might not increase demand in the long run, because there's only so much demand, or worse yet, it might cause you manufacturers to go overinvest in new equipment with the goal of driving down your tax bill, because you, under the law now, and I assume it's going to be as afterwards, is you buy that Ford F-150 for $65,000, you put down $10,000, you finance the rest, you get the full write-off right now. So effectively, you've got the cash flow because you only put out $10,000, you get a $65,000 write-off, and you know you're paying it off over 5 years anyway. Some people say.
Correct. So, yeah, there's obviously lots of benefits that can come out of all of this. I think, though, that, and you said it in the beginning of the show, that we have to wait and see what comes out of conference, and then see what happens once they do the implementation, and play it out and see how it's going to make a difference within the next year. I mean, I'm hoping that it does work. I'm not looking for the Republicans to lose, because if they lose, we all lose. Mm-hmm. So we need to, support it to the extent of, all right, this is what we got. Let's see what we wind up with.
Hey, totally agree with you. And, you know what Washington, D.C. really makes? They don't make laws. They make sausage, right? And Lou, you know what it's like to make sausage. It ain't a pretty scene at all.
It's not pretty.
Nothing pretty about making sausage. But man, once you cook it up, you throw it in with some pasta or some you know, whatever, on a sandwich. It could be pretty tasty and delicious. So let's not judge the product of the process till you and I get a good taste of it. And then we either spit it out or swallow it down with some beer, right? Or some champagne.
But I'm sure that you and I on your show and mine on Manufacturing Talk Radio, I'm sure we're going to be talking about this for a long time to come.
Yeah, but be assured, there are winners here and there are losers. But the good news is, Lou, for a certain portion of those people in the middle, you can be either a winner or a loser. Better a winner if you restructure your personal affairs, and you might even decide, screw this, I'm just going into business for myself. It's not worth working for somebody anymore. I've had enough. I'm a ridiculously underpaid legalist, you know, third year associate at a law firm. I'd rather go into business for myself. Then at least I can set up a pass-through entity and my taxes go down. Well, anyway, the devil's in the details. Let's see what happens, Lou. Lou, we want to listen to your podcasts. You got two of them now. Tell us where to find them.
Manufacturing Talk, MFGTalkRadio.com. And our new show, WHAM, Women and Manufacturing, for now is posted on Manufacturing Talk Radio. So all you have to do is go to the one and you'll see the WHAM logo. And it's really terrific. It's women, accomplished women, talking to accomplished women. And they are a vital and underused group of people in our economy. And we're helping to try and support that.
All right. Well, good for you, Lou. And hey, like I said, email us, be part of the show. FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. You can sign up for a newsletter. Email me, KL@KerryLutz.com. Twitter feeds @KerryLutz and the Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Lou, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being on.
Same. Thank you very much. Be well.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.